Well, gay marriage is just one of a number of contentious issues that are likely to fulfil the Prime Minister's wish for robust debate at the ALP National Conference, which begins in Sydney tomorrow. The Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, flagged today that he'll use the conference to try to resurrect support for the government's failed offshore processing and refugee swap deal with Malaysia. As Naomi Woodley reports, the left faction has already indicated that that will be hotly contested.
Chris Bowen says every ALP conference he's been to has included a heated debate on asylum seeker policy, and he's expecting no different this weekend. The arrival of another two boats off Christmas Island last night, with a total of 213 people on board, just illustrates the ongoing political problem it poses for Labor. The Immigration Minister will be proposing a change to the party's platform to boost Australia's refugee intake from just under 14,000 to 20,000 per year.
It's an aspiration. It's not. There's no timeline that I'm putting on it. I just think it's very important that the Labor platform, which is, after all, a statement of broad objectives, has that objective in it for the first time.
On the face of it, it's a move that would be welcomed by the party's left faction. It led an internal revolt against the government's proposed asylum seeker swap deal with Malaysia, which was struck down by the High Court earlier this year. Under that plan, the government proposed to take an extra 4,000 refugees. Chris Bowen, who's from the right, says he'll be telling the ALP conference that any increase in Australia's refugee intake must be accompanied by a regional solution to tackle people smuggling, and that must include offshore processing.
That must be part of the mix. Offshore processing, of course, is part of our Malaysia arrangement. The point I'm making is you need a suite of measures. Just increasing the refugee intake is not a deterrent to getting on a boat to come to Australia, but if it's part of a broader mix, which would include offshore processing as part of that, well, that would be important.
The left faction convener, Senator Doug Cameron, says Chris Bowen's plan won't win over his side of the party.
Yep, let's support an increase in the intake of refugees. Let's continue to work against people smugglers with other countries. Let's increase the number of refugees we take, because countries like Malaysia are doing the heavy lifting on refugees. But it should not be tied to some political ploy that says, well, we'll do the right thing if you give in to the Malaysian solution.
He's also not holding back against the right over the proposed changes to the ALP's rules and structures. The right faction is backing the Prime Minister's call for an increase in party membership of 8,000, trials of community-based primary-style pre-selections, and efforts to build online engagement with supporters. Doug Cameron says they don't go far enough.
The proposal from the right for party reform is really what I'm describing as a Clayton's reform proposal. It really has got no substance to it. It's all form and no substance.
The former New South Wales Premier, Bob Carr, is one of the authors of the 2010 Party Review, which recommended significant changes to its structure. He believes there will be widespread support at conference for the proposals, but Bob Carr says changes to party rules aren't nearly as important as rediscovering the party's zeal for campaigning and crusading on an issue like climate change.
Changing structure, changing rules is fine. It makes a modest contribution. But frankly, the lift in the spirit of the party and the people who support the party outside its ranks, because we are campaigning on an issue of importance to them, is likely to count a whole lot more. Again, ethos is more important than rules and structure.
The Prime Minister is also asking conference to change the ALP's policy, which currently bans uranium exports to India because it's not a signatory of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. The Victorian Senator and Communications Minister Stephen Conroy is the latest frontbencher to declare he won't back the Prime Minister's position.
My views on this are well known. 3 years ago at National Conference, I opposed the expansion of the uranium mining industry, and I lost that debate. From the way the number seems to be lining up at conference, I'm probably going to lose this one, but I'll be voting as I've always voted on the nuclear issue.
The conference gets underway in Sydney tomorrow morning.
Naomi Woodley reporting.